It takes more than a kick-ass strategy to run a business. In fact, it takes a whole lot of glitter. Welcome to your bestie headquarters for daily content creation tips, social media strategies, and everything I know that has generated millions of dollars and millions of views for my clients' online businesses. Mixed in with all the self-love you need to let your glitter shine, of course. So hey, I'm the Samantha Parker, and I'm your new business bestie. I know what it takes to build a life and business you're proud of. Now let's spill the glitter. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I hope you're having a glitterized day. I hope glitter is like raining from the sky and you are out there just enjoying every moment of it. I'm looking out my window and I'm like, sunshine. I hope you guys also enjoyed my guest series. I had three back-to-back guest series. If you missed any of them, go listen. Incredible. We talked about like nutrition. We talked about like self-love. Talked about if you are neurospicy. That was super fun. My guest on neurospicyism, if that's a word, was incredible. But now we're shifting gears and I'm going to take you guys on a little bit of a case study. So for the next 5 days, I'm going to be diving in on one of my clients' journeys to 2.6 million views on TikTok and exactly everything we did to get there. And I think you're going to enjoy it. If you want to go check out the video, it's Project Me with Tiffany. It's pinned at the top. Like I pinned it. I was so excited about this video, but it took her account from 700 followers to, I think we're at 52,000 followers now. It blew up so many different things in her business, from her podcast downloads doubling to her email list, like skyrocketing, sales, of course, and different things like that. So I wanted to give you guys a breakdown of how we did that. So very first thing, right off the bat, take a deep breath. If you're not on TikTok, I've been telling you guys, get signed up over there. Go get signed up. It is such an incredible platform. I don't care if you're location-based. I don't care if you sell a product. I don't care if you're like making leaf art in your yard. TikTok is the place for you. It is the place for you. It has every demographic, every location, everything on it. And it is not gatekeeping your content all the time, like another platform that we know and still kind of show some love to. Okay, so let's talk about hacking the algorithm. And I'm going to also tell you right now, right off the bat in this first episode, what I did wrong with my TikTok account and how I fucked up my algorithm. So very first thing, you guys, with TikTok, it is very keyword based. I don't know if any of you have ever like done the Pinterest thing and or like SEO Google. I know that these podcasts, my incredible editor, Jen, does some like SEO stuff to make them searchable, but same thing on TikTok. So here's what you don't want to do. You don't one day want to post like videos of your cats and then the next day jump into, you know, your niche or your area of expertise, because what you're going to see is TikTok's like, oh, it's cat content. So it might start pushing your content out to people who interact and enjoy cat content. And then your next video, you're back to your baller self. And it's like, shit, I don't know what to do with this account. And that's how I fucked mine up, was not by posting cats, but by switching topics a lot. But you guys, there is good news here. You can jump back in and fix this at any given time. It might just take you 5 to 6 weeks. And that's what we did with this account to get it to really blow up. For 5 to 6 weeks, I doubled down on two key words that were relative to her. So it was online business tips and money manifesting. And I used the same hashtags on every post, right? You're going to have to do a little bit of hashtag research. I made sure I used those two keywords in every description that we put out. And then I even typed those two keywords out on the screen and I hid them tiny in the corner. Because TikTok, when you go to upload your video, right at the front, it says like add a description, like add text to this video, so we know what it's about. And I would type in money manifesting, online business tips. I'd make it black and I would hide it in the little bottom tiny of the screen, right? So we did all the things to SEO it. That's how you hack your algorithm. And then over on my account, I've been doing this very consistently. I've been like social media strategies, content tips, social media strategies, content tips. And I'm doing this exact same thing, very SEO. Make sure that you've got your hashtags on point too. Those hashtags are part of your SEO. And in my caption, somehow or another, I weave in those two words as well. I'm like, for more social media strategies and content tips, listen to the podcast. Okay. SEO like crazy. So that was, what did I say? Three places there. The text on the screen that you're going to hide in your description and then in your hashtags too, making sure that you're using hashtags very direct to what it is that you do. Cause that's what's really fucking cool about TikTok is if someone else is over here interacting with someone like me, right? And TikTok has picked me up in like that category, it will push my content out to those people's followers as well. That's why you get these really cool curated feeds. There are no two feeds of TikTok that are exactly alike. And that is fucking magical, man. That's so magical to me. Okay, guys, we're going to do 5 days of this. So I just covered hacking the algorithm of keywords and what I did wrong. And tomorrow I'm going to tell you about the video format that will change the game. All right, we'll see you there.